From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Isn't he beautiful?
How high's he gonna go?
All the way, Patrick. Up to the great beyond. Goodbye, friend.
Happy trails.
You're welcome.
Welcome to SpongeBob Binge Pants,
Nickelodeon's official podcast about all things SpongeBob.
I'm Hector Navarro.
And I'm Frankie Grande. And today we're going to be talking about Muscle Bob, Buff Pants, and Squidward the Unfriendly Ghost. Two incredible episodes.
So much fun on the show today. Frankie and I have a blast like we usually do. So stick around. Get ready to talk about some classic episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants on SpongeBob Binge Pants. In case anybody forgot what happens in Muscle Bob Buff Pants, here's the synopsis. After SpongeBob happily agrees to train with his friend Sandy, he decides it's too tough and he calls it quits. At home, a commercial for Anchor Arms encourages SpongeBob to order the fake limbs and get in shape without doing the work. But SpongeBob can't fake it when he's entered in a strength competition.
Well, maybe I could use a little help.
Well, if you want arms like mine, you just gotta follow my training program.
Wow, really? That'd be great, Sandy. I can see me now.
This is a hilarious episode, and I feel like it's definitely echoing some of the vibes of Ripped Pants. You know,
yes.
Some of the themes, the locations. We're at the Goo Lagoon again. You know, it's about Sandy. It's about working out. So we're kind of back in this part of the SpongeBob world, and it's a blast. It's really, really fun. I don't know if there's necessarily a heartfelt moment in this episode.
It's lessons learned, perhaps.
Lessons learned, absolutely.
I think it's lessons learned, and I think it's also funny. Like, we do need to learn this lesson throughout our lives, right?
Yeah.
Just like when we were kids, we had to learn that, like, if you lie, there are always consequences. He learned it in Ripped Pants. Well, that wasn't really a lie. That was just, like, kind of, like, taking stuff too far. But then in this, you know, it's a white lie that turns into a lie, and then it turns into a, now you got some consequences, and you're getting embarrassed in front of everybody.
I think it's a very well-known SpongeBob moral lesson, which is you don't have to pretend to be somebody you're not, because your friends and loved ones will still love you just for who you are. That's what Sandy is imparting onto SpongeBob. He doesn't have to pretend to be somebody he's not. You know, he can be the very skinny armed SpongeBob. Nobody's going to be as buff as Sandy. But
no
without those like heartfelt moments, this episode still had a plethora of hilarious moments.
Har, har, har. Funniest moment.
Frankie, to you, in your opinion, what is the funniest moment in this episode?
I think this close-up of SpongeBob's arms versus Sandy's arms, because she had, when they zoomed in her arms, it was just like it literally looked like a close-up of Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was absolutely in his fittest form.
Mr. Universe.
I know Mr. Universe, and he just had those big buff arms, and then it was SpongeBob with those, like, you know, just little cutie, little pathetic little arms, and it made me so happy to see SpongeBob's workout set again, which was just hysterical. That there were all these different cute bunnies and teddy bears stuck to the end of these things.
I just thought
it was so funny.
I don't want to disappoint you, SpongeBob, but you won't see any progress lifting those.
Oh, really?
That is, if you want arms like these.
Huh?
Or these. Or these.
The whole concept was really funny. What about you, Hector? Did you have the funniest moment?
I did love that close-up of Sandy's arm with just, again, SpongeBob SquarePants. This show knows exactly when to do the live-action insert. And just like the live-action shot of a bodybuilder's arm was great. But I think the part that really cracked me up rewatching this was when SpongeBob is envisioning his life, but he's a super buff guy.
Yes, that was so funny.
But the three things that he thinks about are him at the Krusty Krab, him jellyfishing, and then him asleep, like just hanging off his bed. And it's exactly the same as his life now. But he says that would be great.
Change
like
everything.
My life, it would change everything. And I think that's also another great lesson that, like, even if you have, you know, goals, workout goals, and you think, oh, my body's not perfect, and I want to do this and this and this, like, how much will your life truly change? And if you're still like happy in your life, going in your day to day the way that you are currently, then enjoy that, because that's part of enjoying life and living life. I think it's very relatable when we feel like we're out of shape and we go, oh, but if only I was in super shape, then I could really start living and have fun. And it's like, SpongeBob wouldn't do anything different.
not a thing differently.
Love it.
Like when he couldn't get the glass off of his hand.
Yeah.
To get to the sign up sheet before Sandy signed him in. So funny.
That detail. I want to point this out too, because like the animation in SpongeBob is always amazing, but we also have to give it up to like the sound design, the sound effects, the you know, the editing, because when that drink gets put on SpongeBob's hand, there's this there's like the tiniest little squeak, like these little squeaky sound effects are so funny. I love it. I think it totally sells it. Yeah.
Your name in.
Oh, great. Thanks, Andy.
And we had Mr. Lawrence reappearing as yet another character, as the shark in the infomercial, which I was really excited about. I was like, oh, that's, now that you know what to listen for, like I never would have called that in the past, but now that I know Mr. Lawrence, we've had him on the show, like, and I've heard some of his other voices, now I'm like, oh my God, there he is. There he is. He's there again.
I was a wimp before Anchor Arms. Now I'm a jerk and everybody loves me. So order now, wimp.
Wow, now that's a good idea.
Another great example of something SpongeBob does really well, the Patrick Star Show is doing it really, really well these days, which is these commercials within the shows, TV trope gags. They're always exaggerated. They're hilarious. It reminds us of Steven Hillenburg. He had a short film called The Green Beret that had this like really interesting style, and it had this like George Washington dollar cutout like commercial thing happening throughout this short with this little girl that was trying to sell some sort of Girl Scout cookies type thing. So it's just a great classic short film. If you haven't seen it yet, The Green Beret, go check it out. It's on YouTube. Steven Hillenburg, the greatest. But it seems like that's in the DNA of SpongeBob and has been since the beginning, is to parody or spoof the types of commercials and ads we're just inundated with day after day. So it's it's great, man. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready to explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, man.
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yeah!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Frankie, I have a question for you, but it is pertaining to Frankie's Marine Biology Corner.
Frankie's Marine Biology Corner.
Frankie, who is the strongest fish in the sea?
That's a great question. I would probably have to go with the shark in the commercial. Mm-hmm. I do think he probably would be the strongest fish that we had seen in this episode. But I think, you know, lobsters are actually really strong too. Like they actually have really strong pincers. And you know what? I think one of the coolest facts is that the fastest and the strongest reaction is actually the shrimp's tail.
I've seen that. I've heard of that. Snap, yeah.
When it snaps, it can actually, it makes it propel really fast. And then there's a crab whose claws close so quickly that it actually causes the water that it surrounds to turn to gas.
What?
The friction that happens when the claw closes on the crab is so forceful that it causes the water to evaporate around it.
That is amazing. I thought you were going to say like it causes a sonic boom, but that's basically the same thing, I feel like.
It's a tiny sonic boom. Yes.
Okay, Frankie, I want to play Who Said That?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that? It was me. It was that you.
Who said this in this episode?
Okay.
Well, you're smelly.
It was to Sandy. It was Sandy. And she said it when she walked into SpongeBob, and SpongeBob said something along the lines of like, you know, like, oh, I'm just strong and smelly. And she's like, well, you're smelly. Yes. Okay. 1 point for me. Yay.
Who says mother of pearl?
Mother of Pearl. I mean, hopefully it's Mr. Krabs.
Mother of Pearl!
It's Mr. Krabs. Okay, Frankie, fun fact, this episode is the first time Mr. Krabs ever says Mother of Pearl. And that's like one of his catchphrases. So that's awesome. Fun little fact.
I hope it was him. But I don't specifically remember that happening. Okay. That was fun. I have a question, Hector. Do you have a favorite GIF from this episode or a most used one?
Meme moments.
Hey, I know that meme.
That's a meme moment.
Frankie, I use it all the time. It's one of my go-to thank yous, which is when SpongeBob has the anchor arms and he says, thank you. I've been waiting for this to come up in these episodes. I have been waiting for the thank you moment. I thought it was going to happen in Ripped Pants because of the beach location. Yeah. Because, you know, but it is Muscle Bob Buff Pants.
Muscle Bob Buff Pants. Yes. And that's one that comes up in my search when I just put in thank you. It's not one I don't have to write SpongeBob. I write thank you and then that pops up. So that's really fun.
Use it all the time. Use it all the time. Here's some fun details in this episode. These are some fun details. Scooter the Dude is back. The one, you have split my sides, man.
Yes.
And in this episode, he says,
I'm telling you, he's huge.
Have you guys seen SpongeBob anywhere?
You mean Muscle Bob Buff Pants? He's in there.
Whatever. Thanks.
Frankie, let's head over into Squidward the Unfriendly Ghost. I think it's time. I think we're ready.
I think so, too. Squidward the Unfriendly Ghost sounds to me a little bit like an Abbott and Costello reference, and it is a really funny episode. Let's get into it. All right. So in this episode, SpongeBob and Patrick head into Squidward's house to retrieve a toy when they accidentally melt Squidward's wax sculpture and believe he dies. Squidward takes advantage of this and pretends to be a ghost to get his neighbors to do what he wants. But will his plan backfire when the town thinks he's dead?
When I get my hands on you,
please, I'll... Mr. Squidward Ghost! Sparrow, ghostly anger!
Oh, yes, Mr. Squidward's ghost! Please don't haunt us!
We'll do anything you want! Just have mercy on us!
What a clever, clever episode. I loved everything about it coming from, like, I just kept writing down, like, oh my God, this is so clever for them to think about it. You know, the wax sculpture melts and then Squidward comes out after having pampered himself in a bath wrapped in white, you know, linens and then has his face freshly powdered and he looks like a ghost. So clever and so funny. There's so many funny moments. And I think actually this now might become one of my favorite Patrick episodes because Patrick has so many great one-liners in this one.
Yeah. Hit us with one. What is a standout Patrick line? I wrote one down as well. There's so many good ones, but what's one that stood out to you, Frankie?
I think my favorite one would be when he comes up to Squidward and he's making him do like the most horrific tasks like over and over again. And he throws a cherry pie in his face and Patrick's like honestly says,
I found it.
I'll take that.
Yes, your ghostliness. This is fun.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I'm sitting there thinking, God, this is torture. Like, it's like Squidward is a monster. He is torturing them. And Patrick goes, this is fun. And it made me smile. It made me crack. And I absolutely loved that moment. What about you, Hector?
I loved where there was this, again, it's all about timing. And the writers are brilliant with timing. And the actors, Bill Fagerbakke, is brilliant with timing. Because when Patrick says,
Patrick is here and SpongeBob, I know a lot about head injuries. Believe me.
SpongeBob has to like get him back on track for this sentence. And it's so funny. Very simple, really easy joke. Patrick has had his head injuries maybe one too many times. But that just was so funny.
I thought that was so funny. I thought another hysterical moment was when they were playing chess, which was just the wildest game of chess I've ever seen. Made no sense. It had bubbles. There were climbing trees.
Hey, what are you invertebrates doing?
We don't know.
Yeah. So we have got a couple of Bikini Bottom mysteries in this episode, Frankie. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. We've already established that the game that Patrick and Squidward were playing, they have no idea what the heck that is, right?
No.
Like they say, I don't know, when yeah. Squidward asks them what's happening. But here's a mystery here. How did SpongeBob spread the news of Squidward's death so quickly? The entire town showed up. I mean, I know there's phones in Bikini Bottom. We just saw in the previous episode, SpongeBob was about to go head to a machine that Sandy was leading him to, and all of a sudden he replaced himself with a phone, and he was at home already. Like, I'm not doing that. So maybe he called everybody so quickly, but follow up, how much did he pay for that funeral? Because they were ready to put Squidward in the ground, Frankie. They were ready to say goodbye.
Yeah. I feel like somewhere between them being in the closet when they decided that he needed to be put to rest and us seeing everyone arrive, SpongeBob made a really quick phone call to everyone he knows. Maybe there's a bulletin. Maybe there's an alert system that goes out whenever something horrible happens.
I got one more mystery, and it's maybe the funniest moment. And I would love to pick your brain, Frankie, and figure out how the heck this happened.
Whatever you want. We'll find it. We'll find it.
Cherry pie. Where'd you get that?
I found it.
Well, go find it again.
Where did Patrick find this already made?
I guess we're learning that Patrick has always had a bit of magic in him. So
that's true.
A little bit of ability to summon and ability to take fantastical leaps himself through the power of his imagination.
That's great.
Was there a favorite heartfelt moment for you in this one?
Most heartfelt moment.
Well, the heartfelt moment, now I'm thinking of the moment where Patrick sat on the wax Squidward and he had like this butt imprint, which was really funny. But when him
heart-shaped.
And SpongeBob, that beautiful butt shape, heart shape imprint, but when Patrick and SpongeBob like think that Squidward died, it's very sad. And they're trying to like bring him back.
Yeah.
They didn't give up on him right away. They didn't quit on him. They tried to resuscitate that wax Squidward as best they could.
No, that part goes here.
Yeah, that's it.
We're almost there. It's working. We can do this.
It's working.
This is working. This is working. Patrick, this isn't working.
Look.
I don't know how to say it, but our old pal Squidward, he's pushing out daisies.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
I love that. You know, I think that this episode and the episode before it, they are definitely more in the extreme and kind of zany world of SpongeBob. Like I said, maybe not the most heartfelt-y moments, but I do love that this entire premise is predicated on like SpongeBob and Patrick love Squidward. They miss him. They don't want to be haunted by him. They feel bad, you know, that they think that they inadvertently killed him because they melted him. So it's just all about the premise. And it's about like SpongeBob, they would do anything for even ghost Squidward.
Yep.
That's so sweet.
Here?
No, too wet. Keep going.
Here.
Tolo's Latrec.
So I didn't understand this reference. I didn't get it right away, but they're picking up Squidward and they're taking him, you know, he's like too hot, too cold, you know, and we get through this very abstract area of their outside their street. And it is a little fish version of the painting Can-Can.
Yep.
And that is by a French painter. And then Squidward makes a joke. Help us with the pronunciation, Frankie. For those of us who are French challenged, help us with that.
His name is Henri Toulouse-Lautrec. That is
beautiful.
His name. Henri Toulouse-Lautrec. And yes, it is the Can-Can. And, you know, I think the most common reference, I think, to Toulouse-Lautrec like now is probably Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Because Toulouse-Lautrec was played by John Leguizamo. And that Can-Can painting that you're talking about is what inspired the Can-Can scene in Moulin Rouge and a lot of that stuff. It would be fun to watch some of these episodes in other languages and see how jokes like Toulouse-Lautrec play out in French. Because you can't say too hot, too cold, Toulouse-Lautrec. Because it wouldn't be that, you know?
Right.
It'd be très chaud, très froid, très loose, Toulouse-Lautrec. I don't know. It would be funny to see how they set that joke up. They just chuck that one up to the, you know, the gods. Also, there's this funny thing when SpongeBob says, oh, spooky one, your ghostliness, your incorporealness.
Yeah.
which I thought was so funny. I immediately tried to write that down, and it's not a word, but it should be a word because it's really funny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wonder what that would be in French. Like, is there a word like,
Incorporel nas? And also in France specifically, like, what does the narrator sound like for SpongeBob SquarePants?
Because he's like, hey guys, down in Bikini Bottom.
Down here in Bikini Bottom, we're going to show you how it's done with these fishes. Yeah, like, is it like an American over-the-top accent?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Frankie, I am dying to know this stuff. I'd also love to know, in France, when Patrick says, your sporkiness, is there a word for that? Because that's not even at all related to ghosts. But, you know, Patrick tried. He really tried. He threw one in there. He's like, I don't know what SpongeBob's saying, but...
Sporking. Another great Patrick moment in this episode. Just, yes. There were so many that I just laughed at.
These two episodes in particular, they have such great visual gags, but also great written jokes, you know, great... play on word jokes, like just all around great examples of like the humor of SpongeBob SquarePants coming through. Guys, this is really exciting. We are going to be having the voice of Scooter the Dude, Mr. Carlos Alzaraqui, on the show at some point soon. Stay tuned. Cannot wait to talk to him.
Yeah, and to find out also what else he's done in the SpongeBob universe, because I'm sure that, you know, as we know, they use voices all the time. Maybe he was also an anchovy on helium.
Yeah. What a cool thing to be a fly on the wall for that record. That must have been so much fun. Cartoon history. Hey, if you're listening and you speak a language other than English and you've seen SpongeBob SquarePants in those languages, let us know. Hit us up. Reply to us and say, yeah, I used to watch SpongeBob, Bob Esponja. Wherever you're watching SpongeBob, let us know about some of those translations of the jokes and the humor and the differences and what that's like. We would love to hear it.
Yeah.
On behalf of Frank and myself, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Keep watching cartoons. Frankie, I'll see you soon, man.
I'll see you soon, and I look forward to it. Send us your comments, because I would love to hear what you guys think about the show. And then, of course, please let us know about all of the things that we're talking about that we're, like, wondering.
Yeah.
Like, huh, I wonder what everyone thinks about this. Well, you can tell us. So thanks again for listening, and you'll see you guys next week on another wonderful episode of SpongeBob Binge Pants. Not... Muscle Ball Buff Pants.
Bye.